Tune in to Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson.
Who is Regina Johnson? Regina Johnson.
Author, pastor, motivational speaker, and life coach.
Regina is inspirational,
motivating others to live out their purpose.
Regina is
passionate, tenacious, and relentless about helping others fulfill their destiny. Her goal is to bring a refreshing to someone's life. Join us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Dial in to share your heart with Regina at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. And remember that Regina says,
we all know you really haven't failed until you stop trying. I want to be to people what others have been to me. And so that's really the purpose of Refresh. The end of the day, for people to feel refreshed.
So call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. You'll be blessed by her wisdom, strategies, and encouragement. That's Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson, a Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to Refresh. You're listening to Regina Johnson. I am your host of the evening. Before we get started, I'd like to give a great shout out to NHISG Sports Media and to all the hosts that are working on the day. I'd also like to wish everybody a great show day. And if I should forget, have a wonderful, eat a lot of barbecue for me, 4th of July. Also to my girl, Princess Cooper. Hey, Princess, how's it going? I'd also like to let the rest of you know how you can keep in touch with me throughout the week. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can also reach me on Instagram and, if you choose, on Twitter at Journey Strong. Today, I'm really looking forward to our show. We have a special guest that will be joining us here. It Refresh. Her name is Chelsea Banks. I know you guys are wondering who she is, but she has her own ministry, and she has a conference that is coming up soon that we feel it would be important that you be engaged in, involved in, able to attend is where I'm going. And so I'll bring Chelsea in just a second. Also, I'd like for you guys to plug in to us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 Eastern. You can plug right in to the Father's House. Different show, same person. Enjoying yourself every Sunday if you can't make it to church. Or if you get out early, you can join us there at the Father's House. Hey, Chelsea. Are you ready?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Well, I am so glad that you are here with me. Hang on one second. Let me see if I can get you up a little bit louder because I don't know if they heard you. So hang on. Let's make some adjustments. All right. Let's try it again. Hey, Chelsea, are you ready?
I am ready.
Awesome. Chelsea Banks, why don't you come right in and tell us just a little bit about yourself?
So much for allowing me to come on today. I'm so excited just about what God is doing. Just a little bit about myself again. As you stated, my name is Chelsea Banks. I am 23 years old, born and raised from Houston, Texas. I am a graduate of Spelman College, and I now attend McAfee School of Theology, where I am in the process of obtaining my master's in divinity. And I have a passion and a heart for my generation, building up leaders and making sure people understand their purpose. That's my love.
Amen. That's absolutely incredible. Before you even entered into college, weren't you working in the ministry also?
Yes, I was. I actually started my ministry early on when I was a little child, and then I began to just develop it over the years, and things began to move and grow and shake, and here we are.
Okay, Chelsea, so you said when you were a child. Now, I am a little older than you are, so how much younger were you than you are now when you started?
So I was in elementary school, actually, so when I was a child, I would receive like Barbie doll love as gifts and things of that nature, because a lot of people thought I loved Barbie dolls. And it's not that I did not like them, but I always used my Barbie dolls as like real life people. And so I used to talk to my Barbie dolls and tell them, you have purpose. You can do it. At the time, I didn't know that it was like evolving into things now that I can understand and see, but I preached my first sermon to my dogs, like everything.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely incredible. I remember my first sermon I preached on the steps of a church with my friends at about 4, 5. So I totally get this. When you're saying that your Barbie dolls were actually your first audience. So, and so it went on from there. And so I think when I met you, you were dancing. Is that correct?
Yes, I am also a minister of dance. So I do that simultaneously with motivational speaking and being an author.
Awesome. Awesome. I think I caught a clip of you. Were you in D.C. dancing? Is that correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was. It was some event, and I was with a group, and we were ministering. It was like Bobby Jones' gospel show, and, we were ministering.
Absolutely incredible. Well, I had the privilege to meet you. Well, I've seen you dance, but I met you where I had the opportunity to stop by your table. I had ministered at the same place where you were, and I was thoroughly impressed. And that was like at least a couple of years ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was a while ago, maybe about 2-3 years.
Yeah, I don't think you had graduated from college yet with your bachelor's. And so, but I was really blown away by your presentation and your heart.
Wow.
And so let me ask you this. So I know you have a conference that's coming up, but before we even jump into that, you say that your desire is to see your generation empowered. What is it that you see with your generation? I know we want them to be empowered, but what is it that you see really needs to be administered to them in this hour?
Yes, awesome question. The thing that I've noticed, which is what my ministry is actually based on, is helping my generation understand their purpose. Because I came from a place where I didn't know my purpose, and oftentimes as a young person and a young adult living in this society, it's so easy to get caught up in stuff, whether the stuff may be media, social media, how you should dress, how you should talk, how you should look. It's so many different things pulling at us, and so God really just placed it heavy on my heart that one of my purposes is to help my generation understand their purpose, because God showed me the difference between existing and living on purpose. And oftentimes I see where because the media has so much influence that a lot of times people are just existing instead of really tapping into that God-given purpose. And so that's the biggest thing that I am really just going around and edifying this generation, is really getting them to understand the reason behind their existence and what they're supposed to do with it.
Was there ever a time in your own life where you felt like you really didn't know where you were heading? And what was the thing that actually turned you or helped you to be able to see your purpose? I know you started ministering to your Barbies, your first congregation early. But what was it, that moment? Because I think we all have that moment, where we experience that epiphany of, you know what, this is not who I was created to be. I want to step up my game. I want to be that person. When was that moment, or what was the circumstance surrounding it?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I actually went through a phase to where I had a mask on. I went through an identity crisis, and it was really, really just an internal battle that I had with myself. And so oftentimes I found myself comparing to other people, and it was in simple things like, man, I wish my hair was as long as long as hers, or I wish I could have fake nails. And it wasn't that anything was necessarily wrong with me, but it was because I just wanted to be like this or be like that. And so I would always ask my mom, like, Mom, can I add this? And can I add this? And can I get this? And she would always say, no, 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 no. And little did she know, she was actually standing in front of my own adversary, because I was fighting myself, because it was this battle of, man, there's so many things that I feel that I should be changing and altering. And one day, I was literally in my room, and I closed the door, and I fell on my knees, and I said, God, there has to be more. There has to be more to my life than me trying to conform and change who I am, because, you know, I heard the scripture, you know, that scripture that said, I knew you before you were even in your mother's womb.
Right.
And so I questioned God. I'm like, God, if you knew that, then why do I feel this way? And God literally had to break my spirit, like break me all the way and show me who I was in his eyes. And it was at that moment that I had my, like, come to Jesus epiphany moment that I understood it's so much bigger than that. And that's how I began to get out of my identity crisis, because I began to change my perception on how I saw myself.
Okay. And so, all right, in seeing that, seeing yourself, what steps did you begin to take to change who you were trying to be? How did you change? I know, you know, as a pastor, I can say, well, you know, the Lord stepped in. But I mean, like, walk the people through what you did. I know it didn't just poof in place, right?
Right.
So what was one of the things that you had to do immediately?
So one of the things that I had to do was, one, I had to change my perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to change how I saw myself,
mm-hmm.
and that had an effect on my relationship with other people. But I had to first check my internal presence. The second thing that I had to check was the words that were coming out of my mouth. And I could not allow my words to continue to be a contradiction of what I knew God was telling me about myself. So I'm really big on the words that I say. And
right.
So daily I began to say the things that I knew God said about me. Although I may not have felt it instantly right then and there, I told myself, I am beautiful. I am wise. You know, small things. My head is strong and healthy. It was different things that I just confessed over my own life. And the more I did it, the more I began to actually believe it and walk in that. And so the other thing that I began to do was I started on my wall, every room that I've ever had, I always make like a prayer wall. And it's something that like God and I kind of just like started when I was younger. But I always have sticky notes. And sticky notes may be like things that I'm going through, or it may be people on my heart, or whatever the case may be. But after I began to get into that moment of really understanding who Chelsea was and being comfortable and loving her, then God began to bring other people in my path that were dealing with the same thing. And so then I transitioned into interceding for others and just praying for others, just willingly behind closed doors. And so those were like three steps that I started doing and that I still do to this day.
That's absolutely incredible. And what you're saying are things that we practice ourselves. And but I was really interested in knowing, what did you do being so young? And so, wow, you are way ahead of the game, because most of us don't learn to do that until we are much older. Hey, Chelsea, I'm going to take a quick break, but we're going to be right back here with Refresh.
Never Had It So Good 101.1 is proud to have talk radio on their platform, like Pastor Regina Johnson, Refresh Radio, James Deshay, Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, Daquan King, Revive Radio, Warren Sally with Man Cave Radio, Sky Wonders with Unmuted, Your Voice Matters, Wake Up Call Radio with Pastors Warren and Annie Sally, Peace Within Radio with Henry Washington, The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. Dig Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson. Crazy Sports Mom with Doretha Anderson. Been There, Done That with Cindy Smith. Pave Your Way to Success with Rudy and Michelle Govan. Spiritually Reincarnated with Gilbert Sines. In Times Like These with Benita Coney. Sports Talk Atlanta with Matt D. and Travis McGee. Sports Talk Carolina with Andre White and Nick Emerson. Sports Talk Money Podcast with Elliot Johnson. Power 803 with Reverend John Robinson. Totally Healed Radio with Angel Anderson. Bless This House Gospel House with Bishop Timothy Henderson. And It's a Way Out and a Way to Stay Out with Marlon Reed. I'm talking about absolutely the best talk show host in the country right here on Never Had It So Good 101.1, the world's radio station. Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1. It's the sweetest name. Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Hey guys, this is Regina Johnson, and you are listening to Refresh. I'm here today with special guest all the way from Atlanta. Actually, she's in Atlanta, Chelsea Banks. Chelsea Banks is also part of Chelsea Banks Ministries, and she's been ministering since she was a young girl. She's prepping us for a season that's going to be mind-blowing and liberating for her generation. Chelsea, welcome back. Chelsea, you are sharing with us about you making a decision of how you had to implement what was needed in order for your life to change. The moment you began to see yourself different, began to confess over your life. When you started doing that, you said you began to see things change. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what is the age range of young women? Is it young women and men?
Yes.
In which you minister to? What's the age range?
The age range generally is elementary all the way to like graduate students. So it's a wide variety as far as like the different young men and women that we travel and minister to.
Oh, okay. So explain to me exactly what does your ministry as a whole, what does it do? I know that you guys empower young adults, and young children, but like if your ministry were to come to Texas and you came to an event that we were doing, what would I expect? What could I expect?
Anybody can expect to really understand one, your purpose, what that is, two, how to walk in your purpose confidently and boldly, and three, how your purpose leads you to your destiny. So it'll be a breakdown of those practical steps, like real legit steps of how do you actually transition into effectively walking into your purpose.
Awesome. What tools do you use that, the people can, be involved or expect to see? I mentioned earlier, I know you're a dancer. Do you incorporate that? And what other tools would be used also?
Yeah, so I am a dancer. and I travel, and through dance, I do private dance lessons, working on the craft and the gift of dance, understanding and separating the difference between entertaining and ministry. So that's one component. The other component is different workshops that I do, helping with choreography, just breaking down dance to a practical, easy understanding type of level. So the first one is dance. The second one is through webinars. This year, I actually launched the first Live on Purpose webinar, and basically, it's a 10-week webinar course. It's actually a class online each week where we meet as a class, and we go through the different steps of breaking down, understanding your purpose, and then we move from understanding to execution. So the beginning of the webinar talks about, you know, getting that understanding and that foundation. And then we move towards the end with implementation. And so that's one phase that we do. And then the other component within Chelsea Banks Ministries is my book, The Edge Purpose Has No Age Limit. And so with that...
Hang on one second, Chelsea. Would you repeat that again? What's the name of your book?
Yes, so my book is entitled The Edge Purpose Has No Age Limit.
Wow, that's awesome. Keep going.
Yes, it is available on Amazon, but through that book, I really become very transparent because I believe in being real with people first. And so... through that book, I do small excerpts and small teachings on just relatability. Like, I've been there. I understand that place of just being broken, not knowing what to do. And then in the book, each chapter ends with an affirmation. So after you learn the material, you then affirm it over your life. So Chelsea Banks Ministries, it's a lot of components working within Chelsea Banks Ministries, but the holistic message of it all, it starts with understanding your purpose in Christ. And once you understand that, then there are layers that go above that.
Awesome. Okay, so let's jump in now and let's talk about the conference. What's the name of your conference? And it's going to be in Houston, Texas, correct? Amen. Is this the first one that you're having of this type?
Yes. This is the first conference through Chelsea Banks Ministries, and I already know it's going to be amazing.
Amen. So where are you going to have it, and who's going to be involved?
Yes. Well, the conference, like I said, is July 7th and 8th, Friday night and Saturday morning. It will be held at 3635 Almeda Genoa Road, and that's Houston, Texas, 77047. And so on Friday, we start off at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Saturday morning, we come back and doors open at 9:30 a.m. And then we'll get started shortly after that. And not only am I taking on this assignment, but I'm not doing it by myself. We have amazing leaders that will be at this conference as well. We have Pastor Tracy, who is Christian Ministries all the way in Louisiana. We have a guest rapper by the name of Victory the Ambassador that uses the creativity and the ministry of rap to literally speak the word of God. And then Saturday, we have a concert that we're ending the Taking Off the Mask conference with recording artist Sunday Best Season 7 Jeffrey Golden. And so I'm excited.
Oh, man, it sounds like it's going to be an incredible day. So these people are lined up, and the very things that you're talking about, that's a part of your ministry. So it's actually 2 days of incredible ministry that will empower young adults for the next level. Is that correct?
That is exactly correct. Taking off the mask, actually walking in who God has called you to be. And our slogan for the conference is, will the real you please stand up? Not the one that you act like, not the one that you put on, the real you. That's the one we're calling for.
Wow, that is incredible. This past, probably about 3 weeks ago, we had a Women with Weapons conference in the Woodlands.
Yes!
And our one of the big things that we really were after was that women would be real and know that they are already empowered with what it takes in order to be all of the woman in which God has called you to be. And so I hear God saying, even into the next generation, that he is prepping them to be exactly, not less than, but exactly what he intended for them to be. Like scripturally, what you were saying earlier, that God, he knit us together in our mother's womb. He knew us before we were even placed there. And so it's important that we become that creation that he intended for us to be, and that there is an expected end. The word also says that he set my end in place before my beginning. And so oftentimes we have glimpses of where we are headed. And because of life and circumstances, we become derailed. But with, I believe that with people mounting up such as yourself, taking their God position and allowing others to know there's more to you. You don't have to fake it until you make it. That makes me sick when I hear people say that. You do not have, because if you set a pattern of faking it until you make it, you will be faking it for the rest of your life. Break free and be the man, woman, or child in which God has called you to be. So on Friday night, powerful words going to go forth. Who's going to be your speaker of the evening?
On Friday night, I actually will be bringing the word on Friday.
You will?
Yes, ma'am.
Way to go. Come on. Way to go. Yes. That's incredible. So I know that it's going to be good on Friday night. And then Saturday, will you have any breakaway sessions or, you know, times where you can have really a moment with people? Or let me ask you this. If even in the midst of everything that's going on, and someone says, you know what, I really need I need some kind of one-on-one, or I need someone to share with me, will they be able to do that? I know they'll be in with general sessions, but what if there's someone that's there with a special need? And I'm asking you that because sometimes people have a tendency to fade into the background when they're really trying to change. Maybe they're having some identity issues, you know, and they really want to talk in private. Can that happen?
Yes, most definitely. Let me tell you, Pastor Regina, we have been praying. My team and I, we've been praying and fasting for 40 days now. And so we are well ready. So if anybody wanted a one-on-one or just to talk, because sometimes we just need to talk,
right.
We are ready. And
wow.
That is going to be readily acceptable.
Awesome. So I'm saying that because I don't want, if you're listening and you're thinking about going to taking the mask off, I don't want you to think it's going to be another church service. I don't want you to think it's just going to be another time where a group of Christians or even those that don't really know the Lord just kind of come and hang out together and nothing really gets accomplished. Chelsea's telling you that God has readied the team to be prepared for you. Whatever it is that you're going through, God is going to be there and he's going to help facilitate your breakthrough. So
yes.
Be listening, and we'll be sure, and I'll put also some information on my Facebook, but I'll have you before we close out the show today to be sure and give that information and address to the location again so that they can be sure and get there. Hey, Chelsea, we're here at time for yet another break. So for all of our Refresh listeners, I want to ask you to hang on for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in a little bit. You have been listening to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson, your host.
For love, for you, you, I can't get enough of you, you.
a leader. It's wrote on the wall, all you need to do is read it. Can't be a lame duck and it's over the eagle. So I'm crossing the line. Tell them all, dog, that I lost my time. Ain't staying in this place because I got to win a race and I'm running for a crown. Can't back it down, nah.
The word of God is truth. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Hey guys, this is Regina Johnson, and you are listening to Refresh. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome those of you back to the show, and if you have been missing it, you have been missing a great show, but it's not too late. Hey, look, we have a special guest today that has joined us here on the show. Her name is Chelsea Banks, a part of she is the head of Chelsea Banks Ministries. She is prepping for a conference called Taking the Mask Off. It will minister to our young adults, the millennials, and so prepping them to be all of who God has called them to be, as well as being real with themselves and others. Chelsea, I want to welcome you back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So we were talking about the conference. What is it that you're hoping, Chelsea, will really, I mean, at the heart, I know what the goal is, but if you could have one thing that you would see God fulfill during your conference, which is coming up here pretty quick, it's this coming Friday and Saturday in Houston, Texas. What is it that you would love to see? If God would just show up in one area, what is it that you'd love to see him do?
My prayer. Would be just to see freedom. God just literally saturate on his people and just freedom literally just claw every chair, every heart, every person, and that they know that they don't have to no longer be hidden behind whatever mask that either they've become comfortable behind or different masks that may have been generational. Freedom is the thing that I've been praying for. Just freedom for generations, freedom for bloodlines.
From things that have happened in their own past also.
Yes.
Freedom. I know that God is in the place of really working on helping set his people free in areas of their lives that we never even thought that we were bound. And so I'm excited to hear you say that, Chelsea. Hey, look, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do something. I'm going to let you speak to your listening audience. I'm going to let you, I know right now we're talking, but I'm going to give you about the next 5-6 minutes to be able to share your heart. Talk to them like you are sitting right in front of them. This is your opportunity to reach many that may not be able to make it to the conference, but God's giving you a God moment. So, Chelsea, go ahead and share your heart.
Well, I just want to tell everyone in the sound of my voice that, one, it's not too late. It is not too late. And I don't care what age you are. I don't care what race, what your background, what your resume may say about you. It is not too late for God to do what God wants to do in your life. And so in saying that, I also want to let everyone know that you are enough. Those have been the two things that have been ringing in my spirit as I've just been praying and interceding. And I know that we're getting ready for the Taking Off the Mask Conference, but I just want to charge every listener out there. Do know that you no longer have to choose to hide behind any mask. God is ready. He's ready for you to soar, and he's ready for you to soar beyond your limits, beyond your comfortable space. So I just want you all to know I'm in your corner. I know what it feels like. I know the things and the thoughts that may roam your mind. But at the end of the day, you got to take charge over those thoughts, those situations, and know that you serve the only true and living God. And we serve a great God. And so I just want every listener to know that it ends with you. It ends with you. And God is using you to be the generational changer in your bloodline. That's what I want to share with the people on tonight.
It ends with you. I love that. It ends with you. It's a choice. It's a choice of whether you desire for not another person in your family to go through with what you have gone through. It ends with you. I love that. I love that. So really you're telling them it's time for you to choose. You choose what your destiny is going to look like and what the destiny of those that will follow you once your life, or you have reached your goal, or when your life ends. Make the path plain for others to be able to follow. Chelsea, I absolutely love that. I love it. There are so many people that have given up, that they believe that there is no way that they can ever make it out, and not just young adults, but even the older. And I am here to say, even with the older generation, that, you know, if you're even near where she is having the conference, you ought to go to, because I love going to conferences where it will fire you up and set a course to where you are running again. I love being where there's fresh fire and fresh anointing. And so I want to encourage those that are in the Houston area, and you don't even have to be in the Houston area. At the conference in which we had people that flew in and drove in. And so you can do the same to be a part of what Chelsea and Chelsea Bank Ministries is doing in this area. So, you know, I know it's kind of short, and some of you may not be able to make it in. Let me ask you this, Chelsea. Will you be live streaming?
We will have, excerpts of the service. But if anybody follows me on social media, it's at Chelsea, ChelseaBanks. You'll find all the updates that will be going on during the conference.
So if you can't make it in, you can follow and keep up with what's going on Friday and Saturday. Again, Chelsea, share with them one more time who all will be a part of your conference.
Yes, so we have Pastor Tracy Millard all the way from Louisiana. We also have Victory, the ambassador from Houston, Texas. And we also will be ending the conference with a concert hosted and led by none other than Minister Jeffrey Golden, all the way from Cleveland.
And so we are expecting God to pour out and to move, and for the mask that may have been placed for generations to be moved. So before we end, and we have still just a little bit more to go, quick question. When you knew that it was that you had to do the conference, were you sure that God, did you have like just a knowing down in the depths of you that God was going to show up? I know that whenever I do a work, I always know, I get this kind of a check in my spirit that if it's not something that I'm doing, he's doing it, that he is truly going to move for the people. When you first started hearing that in your heart, that you need to do this conference, did you know, just have a knowing that he is going to be there in force to shift and to move lives?
Yes, I literally was actually sitting on my mom's bed, and it just literally heavy dropped on my spirit. And I looked over to my mom, and I said, I just heard God say, taking off the mask conference. And not only did I hear him say it, but he said we need to do it now. This conversation
Amen. So I was asking you that because I know that when we hear, we can expect. We can expect God to show up. We can expect change. I'm saying that because I really want people to show up for this event. There is nothing like trusting God, stepping out, and then seeing God do exactly what he said he was going to do. That is my prayer. So, guys, I don't know where you are. I know we have a great Houston listening audience and an audience here in the area, which I am actually north of Houston, as well as all the way in Dallas, Texas, not to mention other states. We have a lot of listeners in this area. Guys, if you have a youth group, if you are part of a young women's adult group, you can go to this event and expect to leave because Chelsea heard the voice of the Lord. It's not just something that she's come up with in and of herself because she didn't have anything else to do. You were listening at the beginning of the show. She's working right now on her master's. She's in seminary. So she's a busy girl. So she's not just trying to come up with something to do, to give you something to do on Friday and Saturday. But it is a divine appointment with the Lord. So if you're anywhere near Houston, the address, again, is Chelsea?
The address is 3635 Almeda Genoa Road, Houston, Texas, 7704. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is come. And there aren't a lot of free things going on nowadays. But it was really heavy on my heart to just make it free and available to the people. Yeah. So I want to see you there, 3635 Almeda Genoa Road, Houston, Texas, 77047, July 7th and 8th. If you check out my website, chelseabanks.net, again, that's Chelsea, ChelseaBanks.net. All the details, you'll see our promo video, but everything you need will be on there. And I encourage you to register because it's free.
I'm so glad that you said that. Whenever you feel like that, it is a God thing, and it's something that you need to put into the hands of the people. I have always given them away. Even this year when I decided, or I didn't decide, the Lord actually gave me permission to charge for this conference. I ended up giving most of it away anyway. And so I get that. And so to our radio listeners, guys, it's the Lord. If he's moving, and he's also made it where he can place it in your hands, you take advantage of this opportunity and move forward and meet Chelsea at Taking Off the Mask. You don't want to miss it this Friday, starting at, the doors will open at 6:30 p.m. Is that correct, Chelsea?
Yes, Friday the doors open at 6:30 and we kick off at 7 p.m. sharp. And then on Saturday, the doors open at 9 a.m. and we kick off at 9:30.
Well, hey, look, Chelsea, I know it's going to be phenomenal. I am so grateful that you came on the air today. I'm looking forward to hearing more about your book and hearing about the outcome of the conference. Man, it is a blessing to have had you with us here on Refresh today. I wish you the best. I pray the blessings of the Lord will show up in force for your event, and especially it being your first conference. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. I remember my first one. And man, it's like nerve-wracking and good all at the same time. But it's nothing like when the presence of the Lord blows through and you see that lives are touched and changed. So, Chelsea,
yes.
I pray God be there with you. I know that he will and that he uses all of your gifts and that he anoints the words that fall from your lips to where it will bring a change of life to those that hear. And so be encouraged.
Amen.
Yeah, be encouraged in the Lord. And I wish nothing but the best for you and your team. Hey, look, awesome. Hey, look, guys, you're listening to Refresh. But before we go, I'd like to share with you. In this season, God is beginning to prepare us for even greater. And I know a lot of times we feel like we've already heard that from ministers and pastors and teachers and Christian evangelists, our Christian speakers, even motivational speakers, that, you know what, we can choose to live a victorious life, and that this is the season. We've heard it so many times that we have a tendency to just turn a deaf ear to it. Well, I want to encourage you tonight here on Refresh to not turn a deaf ear. God is in a place where he is moving on his people in a great way and pouring out blessings that he is empowering us to be able to hold on to. I'm not talking about a quick chill or a thrill. I'm talking about true life change. You showing up ready to be used by God and it being an ongoing blessing where when God moves in your life in such a great way that it will impact the lives of others. So can I just share with you for a brief moment by saying it's time for you to reposition yourselves, to change the way you think, very much like what our guest Ashley Banks was sharing, how she changed her perspective. It's time for us to change the way that we see God moving and operating in our lives. Chelsea, it's time for us to change the way that we see God moving and operating in our lives. It's time for us to see ourselves as victorious and take the necessary steps in which is required for us to show up in a greater place. Very much like what Chelsea was saying earlier, is that we have to grab hold of the moment, pull off the mask, show up as the person which God created us to be, to push off those things that have told us that this season cannot be our greatest yet. Embrace what God is doing and then see God pour out over our lives in a great way. I don't know about you, but I am excited about my today and I am elated about my tomorrow. I'm seeing God manifest in areas of my prayers, prayers that I prayed many years ago. I am now seeing some 13, 14, 15, 16 years ago. I'm seeing the hand of God move now. Someone say, well, it's because now your life is lining up. My life was lining up then before. Well, now it has to be because you're operating in your due season. Yes, I do believe it's my due season, but not only my due season, I believe that it's all of ours. I believe that the very thing that I'm experiencing now, God desired to move in my life even back when I first prayed and believed. But because my perspective would not change, I could not see the change in which God was desiring to bring towards me. So what I'm saying to you is get ready, like T.D. Jakes says, get ready, get ready, get ready. God is getting ready to do some incredible things in your life, in your circle, on your jobs, with the giftings that are called, that are on your life, that you're called to. God is saying, I want to stretch you in a way that you have never been stretched before. I want to take you up high, prep your feet, give you the ability to run along the mountain crags as the mountain goats did. I'm going to give you feet like hinds feet in this hour. I'm going to cause you to be elevated and not stumble nor fall. My question is, can you get with that? Are you willing to do your part so that God can do his part? Elevation is in the atmosphere. My goodness, I feel like shouting right there. Elevation is in the atmosphere. God did not call his children to be common players in a game filled with common people, but we serve an extraordinary God who's ready to do an extraordinary work in his extraordinary children. So, will you come on board? Will you allow God to use you in a greater way than you've ever experienced before? I challenge you today to be the one. Be the one who will bring forth change. How? Because you chose to believe God in the midst of a God season, in the midst of a God moment. Hey, look, Again, I want to encourage you to go and check out Chelsea Banks and Chelsea Banks Ministries. I want you to also, if you are within proximity of where the conference is going to be in Houston, be there. Also, I want to encourage you to continue to listen to Refresh. Giving another quick shout out to my girl, Princess Cooper. Thank you, Princess, for everything that you've done and all that you are doing. People are being blessed daily, 24 hours a day. Also, let's give a quick shout out to all of the hundreds of thousands of listeners that listen to Refresh Radio. We thank you here. We love you and we appreciate you. Tune in again next week, same bat time, same bat channel. You have been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Hey, when you're eating that barbecue this weekend, remember me. Talk to you next week on Refreshed.